B-Pod Studios.
Each other. And by the way, they lower third. They put the, you know, they put Aaron Rodgers' name at the bottom of the screen, saying, you know, Aaron Rodgers, as if he didn't know if you live in Milwaukee. And then at the bottom of it, it doesn't say Packers cornerback. It says Game of Thrones extra and NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers. Like, oh, kudos to you guys. So anyway, I don't even know if he finished his beer.
It didn't look like it.
Yeah,
no,
and
he did not. I just watched.
He put it down and shook his head like, no, I can't do it. And Dave Bakhtiari was like, come on, bro.
And then he did another one. Right. And then he recruited more in.
And then later, Christian Yelich is there. Christian Yelich, all like 107 pounds of him, chugs a beer like it's nobody's business.
Yeah, he really faced Rodgers there.
It was terrible.
Yelich stopped up and faced him.
Yeah, Christian. That's not good.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was awful.
That's your leader.
This is your king?
Did you see Matthew Stafford also got in the mix?
I was going to say, so Matthew Stafford wasn't there.
He was watching out at a restaurant on TV. I guess he saw that it went viral that Aaron Rodgers underperformed. So he gets his giant beer at the dinner table and chugs it.
That's
amazing. And post it to social media.
Aaron Rodgers, that's just awful.
And then, do you see what your boy did, Trey?
Who's that?
Lane Johnson.
Oh, no.
Lane Johnson, who right now, with Chris Long retiring, I think Lane Johnson...
Lost his best friend?
I think Lane Johnson... No, I told you, Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson described themselves to me as Bubba and Forrest, which is the greatest thing I've ever heard about. So Lane Johnson that takes to Twitter, quotes the video of this happening, of David Bakhtiari challenging Aaron Rodgers, and Lane Johnson says, at the next Sixers game, you down at Carson Wentz? I haven't seen if Carson's responded yet. But now Lane Johnson, it's official, ladies and gentlemen. Lane Johnson has challenged Carson Wentz to chugging a beer, a little beer chug fest at the 76ers game in the upcoming season.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to play out.
Who you got?
I mean, I'm going all offensive line already. Now, if we're talking communion juice.
Communion juice?
It's referred to as the blood of Christ.
It's wine.
Maybe. Depending on what...
Might have stole someone else an altar boy back in the day. You never know.
Juice.
That's a good point.
It's not always wine.
Okay.
Just saying.
No, man.
You think Carson is going to chug a beer?
Was he drinking beer at that family, the little outing he had at his house with the ladies in the... I'm not kidding. This is factual.
The ladies were in the kitchen. Lane definitely had a beer.
Lane had a beer.
I can't remember about Carson.
We're going to have to go back and check the tape.
Yeah, we'll have to look at it.
You know what?
I bet you Carson throws down a beer.
I bet he can chug a beer.
He's a runner.
North Dakota kid.
You don't get done hunting and then come back to the cabin and throw down a Welch's grape soda.
You kill a buck and then you shotgun a beer. I think that's the way it goes. That's what's not pictured. We'll check the tape.
I
would like to see it as well.
Huh.
Lane Johnson has thrown the gauntlet down and challenged Carson Wentz to a chug fest at a 76ers game in the upcoming
season. We could invite them to, you know, maybe like Fan Fest and just say, do it there. Have a chug off, bro.
Oh.
Put up or shut up time.
Yeah, exactly.
Gentlemen.
Does that coincide with training camp?
Here or there. It's not important.
Details.
I'm sure Doug will let him go.
Yeah, Carson has he chug a beer or two the next day. You know, hey, we're streaking down Broad Street. Come on, everybody's doing it.
Well, let's not forget, Doug Peterson's the guy that showed up after all the guys hit home runs in the home run derby at the Phillies last year.
Yeah.
And beat them all.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Doug's an athlete.
We're going streaking!
So let's not also forget that Doug might see Lane Johnson and Carson Wentz chug a beer and be like, please. And then go up and just chug a keg.
Here's two.
Exactly. At the same time. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Panther East and Black Cat Fasteners. Attention contractors, get job site delivery on all your tools, supplies, equipment, and fall protection gear. Shop online at PantherEast.com. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Mike and KOP, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Bob, I didn't know. I didn't know we were best friends now. Look at that.
Yeah, wow, now I'm starting to like Gabe even more, Mike.
Come on, man. You're on the side.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
How about this, Mike? Bob hates grandmoms.
Bob, no. Jamie is rich and is mistrustful of poor people and children, and, you know, Bob hates grandmothers. Like, it's great. Like, we're going to fit in perfectly. I don't like old people either.
What the hell? Come on! I love old people. Respect your elders.
No, I like my old people. I don't like other people's old people.
other people's old people.
So I did want to call in and make a point. Can LeBron be any more pathetic? Like, honestly, can this guy be any more of just, like, a sad sack individual? Just like, hey, can you superstars come play with my team so I can get more championships? Like, what a nerd. Like, if anybody was a nerd in the Donovan McNabb of the NBA. That's who he is.
Wow.
Okay. Like, he's such, like, I mean, so much talent.
He just called your quarterback a nerd, Trey.
I called him a nerd. I know.
I mean, Trey, you know your
Trey's
quarterback.
Trey's not disagreeing.
I mean. Like,
your quarterback is the most awkward, like, superstar athlete out there. And LeBron's trying to be that now. Like,
No way, shape, or... No, I do not draw any comparison between LeBron James and Donovan McNabb. Not even a little bit.
Awkward.
Not even a little bit.
Like, they're ridiculously socially awkward. Like, they're social anxiety disorder, honestly. Like, pathetic. You're the best NBA player in the league, and you got to go, hey, you want to be on my team? Let's go win a championship. You're supposed to be better than this. Like, people are supposed to want to come to you. You're not supposed to be out there begging and pandering to people to come play with you. It's ridiculous.
I don't think LeBron and Mike. Good talk. Thanks for the call.
I wanted to ask Mike.
See you, buddy.
Sorry, brother. Damn.
It's okay. I wanted to ask him about the video that was posted of LeBron in a, I don't know, it looks like it's a clothing store. Or something
oh,
like that.
Okay. And oh, the complex or whatever tweeted that out.
No. Yeah. Like, and he's in there rapping. Like, they had put on some music. It was a very aggressive music, uncensored.
And it just seemed
like the crowd was extremely uncomfortable.
He's a big selfie rap video guy.
Yeah.
He does that a lot. And I find it strange, but, you know, to each their own.
It was kind of like a little crip walk, maybe a gang sign. I'm not sure. But it just seems like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Look that up. Yeah. You know, it just feels like, you know, yeah.
Do you see any comparison between
What are we talking about?
No, not at all. LeBron is not nearly as nerdy as Donovan.
Okay, yes. But all right, what's
LeBron's pretty cool.
Right, but on the field or on the surface of play.
No.
What I'm saying is LeBron is actively trying to get guys to come to his team.
Oh, you mean what every NBA superstar does?
Sure, but what I'm saying is that the one time Donovan did that, it blew the hell up.
Mm.
Now, there was the 1 year of the Super Bowl year with T.O., but after that, light a match. That never happened again.
Yeah.
LeBron's still trying to make that happen. Mm. The one time it happened with Donovan, whoosh.
Well, I don't think that was fire going out and trying to bring players in. That was more of, you know, T.O. was free agent.
They weren't talking at the Super Bowl or at the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl?
I have no idea.
They were on the sidelines yucking it up. They were yucking it up with the big red and a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
By the way, he really got hooked on those Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, man, the Tommy Bahamas, oh, man, rocks them on the regular. You got the Kansas City Chiefs one and all that. Yeah. Big red, man.
All right, I promise. Now, speaking of LeBron, right, from a minute ago, I have to get to this. And it's our Twitter poll today. It's brought to you by Window Nation. But it's whether or not you feel as if LeBron can court Jimmy Butler to Los Angeles. Brian Windhorst. Jamie, do we have this? Brian Windhorst went out there the other day. And I think this was yesterday. It was yesterday on ESPN. We'll play it for you. He gave the official report. And we know when Brian Windhorst is saying something about LeBron James, you know his source is LeBron James. So coming up in a minute, we'll let you hear exactly what Brian Windhorst had to say about LeBron James wanting Jimmy Butler now in Los Angeles. Obviously, everyone wants Jimmy Butler to stay in Philadelphia. Well, LeBron's going to try to make that not happen.
Yeah, he's going
to. Yeah, Mike and Delran.
Yo, what's up, guys?
How you doing, brother?
I don't think LeBron gets anybody to go out there with him of any significance. I think that the Lakers and the Knicks and the Clippers are... Those guys want to go to, and playing with LeBron James is not one of them.
But here's the thing. I want to believe that, Mike, and you might be right, but with LeBron, I don't feel like LeBron has all of a sudden just been started to be bad at basketball by any means. I think players still would want to play with him. And the other sell is that it's L.A.
Well, the Clippers are L.A. too. Right? I mean, that's,
yeah, but
you know, they made the playoffs, didn't they?
They certainly did. Yeah. But if you're Jimmy Butler and you know you're going to team up with LeBron James and you know you're going to maybe get Kawhi Leonard, and let's not act like these players don't already know where they're going to end up. And if they all have a conversation and decide to go to L.A., then L.A. is going to be pretty good. Now, if they have a conversation and decide to go to the Clippers, you're right. Then, yeah, the Clippers are going to be pretty good. But if you want to play with LeBron, it's up there. It's up for grabs.
All right, fair enough. Let's act like that's not why I really called. I'm not sure if he was upset that he was wrong about Malcolm Jenkins or if he took exception to my Game of Thrones nerds rant. But is Mike from KOP really from this area? He sounds like he's related to Josh Harris. He sounds like he should be hanging out at some barista in California.
I just want to be out of this building.
Yeah. I didn't realize you could get such great self-service in the KOP in his mom's basement.
So oh, we went to the basement!
Wow. Let me tell you this, Mike. I will keep your name out of my mouth from here on out, but I'll be at FanFest. I hope you're at FanFest.
Oh!
We can talk about it. That's all there is to it. Because I guarantee you, unlike the rest of the callers on this station, when you leave, you'll be eating the rest of your meals through a straw till Christmas. You guys have a good one.
That's
see,
a physical threat.
Weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
How about Gabe doing Gabe beer like
that escalated quick.
That is. Yeah. That was the straw line.
There was
right
a little
there.
Twitter action between those two yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think really? They were talking smack on one another.
Yeah.
Well, I will
Gabe
say,
wouldn't approve of any of this.
No.
We got to love on each other.
Love your brother. Love your brother. This is Philly United.
Yeah, damn right.
We do have to set up something at FanFest with a collar fight. Something oversized boxing gloves.
I've always wanted to do the sumo suits.
Bob, what was yours? The oversized boxing gloves?
Yeah, that was mine. I wanted Inge and Mike at KOP, oversized boxing gloves.
The balancing beam with the joust, the old American
glove.
That
awesome.
That's a good order. One.
That's the one we're doing. That's
or like a knife fight.
Yeah, to the death. That'd be fun.
But with, like, plastic knives.
Oh, that's not as cool.
Not as cool.
We could, like, hunt humans?
Well, my family fights, we use real knives.
We could, like, release Inge all greased up in the parking lot, and then Mike and Mike have to, like, kill him?
Never gonna catch me.
We could do something like that and get nuts.
Have you ever seen the movie Hard Target?
Yeah, that's what I was basing it on.
Where the hell did you get that reference, you psychopath?
They joke about it and It's Always Sunny once. Or is it It's Always Sunny?
But when I suggested the KY jelly wrestling, everybody was looking at me.
I'm on board. No, I'm totally on board.
I fully support your endeavors.
Yeah, I was really on that. And everybody kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna.
Well, that's because we had one of them corporate meetings, and you can't say that in the corporate meeting.
Oh, okay. I definitely don't want to see Mike and Inge in a KY jelly.
I thought we were in the Tree of Trust.
No, this is the Tree of Trust. Yeah, so now that you've presented it to us and the listeners, we'll gang up and we'll be like, hey, by the way, we're doing this. And they're like, oh, I don't know if we're doing this. 610-632-0975. Coming up, you're going to hear that scum, LeBron James. Gonna talk through his mouthpiece, Brian Windhorst, about who he wants to recruit to Philadelphia, or excuse me, recruit out of Philadelphia and go to Los Angeles. It's nothing short of a punch in the face worthy to be more violent on this program. Time of the Fanatic 713.
Hey, Bob Cooney here. Phillies have won 5 of 7, holding on to the top spot in the NL East by a game and a half over Atlanta. It's Friday morning, and that means it's time for me to award the official Pierce Phelps Bryant Whatever It Takes Award to the Phillies player who did whatever it took to help the club this week. Well, this week, I'm giving that award to outfielder Andrew McCutchen for his stellar performance. Over the past 5 games, McCutchen is 9-for-20 with 3 doubles and a home run. For the season, the former MVP is now hitting .259 with an on-base percentage of .383. And just like Andrew McCutchen, your Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers will do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable when you are watching the game from your couch this summer. Go to nopaybryant.com to find an expert Bryant dealer in your area.
I think I got my swagger back.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Farzetta and Trey in the Morning.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the Morning, 610-632-0975. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Univest Bank. Handle all your banking remotely with Univest's mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank. I do have to tell you, we have a giveaway today, gentlemen. We have a pair of passes to an advanced screening of Men in Black International, starring Chris Hemsworth, Tessa Thompson, Emma Thompson, and Liam Neeson. Hits theaters on Friday, June 14th. That's right, we're giving away a pair of passes to that, so you can check that out. You a Men in Black guy there, Trey? You like the Men in Black?
Yeah, the first one was cool.
Hopefully this one picks it up a little bit for the series. I'm sure it will. I got full confidence, being that they gave us giveaway tickets for it. Yeah. That only means, we want to treat Fanatic listeners to a nice little time out there.
I think it'd be cool.
You a Men in Black guy there, Bob Cooney?
Saw the first one, yeah.
There you go. See that? This one rallies the rest of the other ones.
And it's the third. It's toi.
Third is always the best one.
Absolutely. And Tessa Thompson. Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan of that Tessa Thompson, tell you that much. So I wanted to get into this because it's bothering a lot of people and it's bothering me. Anytime you see something about a Laker trying to recruit somebody, you automatically still think Magic Johnson. But he's gone. Not there anymore. Now a new sheriff's in town, and that sheriff's name is LeBron James. He's trying to get people to play in Los Angeles with the Lakers and him out there in L.A. The last thing we want to hear is anything tying LeBron James to Jimmy Butler, right? Because we want Jimmy Butler re-signed here in Philadelphia. Max deal, Elton. Make it happen. Old Chevy, pull up to his house.
Chief Beef.
Offer him that max deal. Make sure he's back in Philadelphia. So much is hinging on this Sixers offseason. I feel like all of the process comes down to this summer. That's what I feel like. All of it comes down to this summer. And whether or not you're going to have to wait another extended period of time to really make it to the NBA Finals or win a championship, or I'm going to feel like at the end of this summer, they got this in the bag for next year. Eastern Conference Finals, no doubt. If they bring back Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris and prove the bench, then all of a sudden, Finals. Guarantee it. Finals. I'll say that.
And Chief Beef, we trust.
Yes, I hope so.
Yes.
Trust the beef. There we go. Hashtag trust the beef.
And I said no.
No. We trust the beef, sir. That old Chevy, we trust it. Old Reliable, we trust it. So much comes down to this summer. Because, Bob, think about it. What if you don't have Jimmy Butler? What if you don't have Tobias Harris? What if you botch the draft? What if Ben doesn't deliver that jump shot? What if Joel Embiid can't regulate his diet? Then we're just waiting for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid to develop, and then God knows what happens after that.
That's not good enough.
That's still basketball purgatory.
Yes.
Still, we have some good players to watch, some great players to watch. We hope one great player in Joel Embiid. Well, we hope Ben Simmons develops into a great generational player, right? But still waiting. You sign those two guys, next thing you know, you can have a 60-win season.
You really need Jimmy Butler, though.
Yeah, man.
You really need Jimmy Butler to come back, or... Man, I don't even know who would be that guy that could step in. Like, if you don't bring Jimmy Butler back, who's going to be then you start that process all over again of trying to, you're going to have to either have Joel step up to be the leader. Ben Simmons, well, I think Ben still is influenced big time by Joel, by what the big fella brings to the table.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to need the big fella to really step up and be that guy if you don't bring Jimmy Butler back. Because now if you bring another player in that's supposed to be that guy, you're starting it all over again.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, you know, you really got to do everything you can to bring Jimmy Butler back.
Still waiting. Still waiting, still trusting. That would be the theme of the summer if none of this actually comes to fruition.
If they don't bring back either or both, I wonder how the processors react to it. I mean, these people that are just stone cold, this is working, now what are you talking about?
I think those people are dead, by the way.
Do you?
I think those people, their thought process is dead because... Elton traded Robert Covington and Dario Saric, and you've also traded for a win-now type of move like Tobias Harris.
Okay.
And you traded Landry Shamet, right? So that would be a guy that processes would like because he's, wait for him to develop, right? I think all that's dead. I think the process is over in terms of that process, whatever, and a new one has begun. Because let's not act like the process is anything new. Process has been going around in sports for years where, oh, you got to build. You got to build a winner, right? No one was talking about a process when Chase Utley or Ryan Howard or Cole Hamels was in the minors, but that's just what players do. They develop. Waiting for a player to develop, waiting for a GM to put the right pieces together, that's all the process.
Right.
Now that part of the process for the Sixers is over, new phase. Now it's just back to normal. Where, oh, sports, you're waiting for somebody to get better. Go figure. But here's the thing that gave us all pause. Yesterday, Brian Windhorst goes on ESPN, per usual, and I believe he was on PTI, and he was talking about LeBron James trying to play the role of recruiter yet again, and dare he say it, the name Jimmy Butler. Here is Brian Windhorst.
Have you seen the Lakers roster at the moment? Yeah. I don't think LeBron's in position to be too picky. He has been, from what I understand, he has already begun the recruiting process. I've heard he has had contact with Kawhi Leonard. I've heard he's had contact with Jimmy Butler. There's no tampering enforcement by players. And while Magic Johnson, the guy who got in trouble for tampering before, is no longer there, LeBron is tamperer-in-chief of the Lakers right now. The thing about it is I don't know if, you know, texts and calls and maybe a dinner with LeBron is enough for the Lakers to overcome the hurdles that they're going to have. And so I just don't think the Lakers can be choosy. In fact, to be honest with you guys, I think the Lakers really have to look at the trade market.
The tamperer in chief is a great phrase, Brian Windhorst. I'll give you that. I'll give you credit for that one.
LeBron gave it to him.
Okay. We've always said that, right? Jamie, Brian Windhorst is LeBron James' mouthpiece.
I believe his mother taught LeBron in grade school. I believe that's their... No, I'm not even lying. I believe that's their connection.
I know you're serious.
So literally, mouthpiece.
But to all the kids out there, let this be a lesson.
Yeah, go target the sixth grader that's hot, that's the next big thing, and befriend his mother. Yeah,
there you go.
Or something.
That's the hot name in basketball.
Yeah.
You go target that person.
Yeah.
So that's why we asked the question right now on our Twitter poll, brought to you by Window Nation. Do you think that LeBron James will lure Jimmy Butler to Los Angeles away from the Sixers? And right now, it's not too good, folks. Only 64. I was hoping for like 75 to 80. Only 64% say no. Bob? You covered the game for a long time, still covering the game. Do you think LeBron James will lure Jimmy Butler to Los Angeles?
I don't. I think Butler's back here. Tobias Harris, I'm shaky on, but I think Butler's back here. So no, I don't think the lure, this is weird. I think the lure of Los Angeles, the city, all that, the glamour, the glitz, that overrides what disarray the organization is in. But the organization is in such disarray that I think it will bring second thoughts to some free agents and some people. And the one thing about Windhorst yesterday, which I found, he mentioned Kawhi Leonard, he mentioned Jimmy Butler. Well, last week, LeBron told him to mention Kyrie Irving, too. So is he just taking the proper steps? So think about it.
He realizes that if they don't get anyone, they're screwed.
Yeah, but if you think about it, look at the positions that they're doing. Like, okay, you got LeBron, Kawhi. They got the point. They already went after the point guard in Kyrie. Jimmy Butler, your two or your three. Like, it's almost like LeBron's totally picking. All right, let's see. I need a center, Brian. So this week, talk Anthony Davis, okay? All right, let's make sure we talk up Anthony Davis next week. This is how it's going.
Let's go over there. They have a Google calendar they share on who they're teasing when.
Yeah, it's a fantasy team. Brian, who are we picking next? We need a center. Anthony Davis, talk about him.
Trey? Do you think that LeBron can lure Jimmy Butler?
I don't think so. I think Jimmy Butler, first of all, I look at it just on the fight, just strictly financial. First of all, you're going to take, what, 10, 15 million? How much is it? Is lower than
I believe the 40. Lakers can go 4 years, 140, and the Sixers can go 5 years, almost 190.
Yeah. Okay, so it's about a 50 mil.
Yeah. Imagine walking away from 50 mil.
So 50 mil, and you're going to an area that's going to tax you. You're going to pay way more in taxes. So just on the financial part of it, uh-huh. No. But, you know, I think also Jimmy Butler sees his team. He sees a team that wants to win. He has some young guys that he can influence, and he can be the alpha dog and be the leader of this group, and he has a contender.
Now, taxes in that argument, it totally makes sense, but then you have a guy like Mike Trout signing the long-term deal over there. Kobe Bryant played his whole career there, never left, obviously. Yeah, Shaq went there. Like, all these things, like, people, they don't mind the taxes. For
those guys were used to it. When you're going new into it, it is something to consider.
I don't think
it's going to stop anybody,
right.
But it's something to consider.
It's definitely something to consider.
My answer to this question is yes, he absolutely can.
LeBron, steal him.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
And I hate that. Yeah. And I don't want to admit that to myself.
It's a players' league. They control everything.
Because I love Jimmy Butler. There, I said it. I had my doubts. I was the only person here. Were all three of you guys at the introductory press conference when Jimmy came to town?
No.
It was Cooney and...
Jamie and I were there.
Cooney and Lynch just holding hands, running about, right?
We didn't hold hands. It was just our pinkies kind of met on the table.
We locked our toes underneath.
When Jimmy said he was an incredible human being, it was just like that natural...
That moved?
Yeah. No, I didn't say that.
Pat wrote up an interesting note. Shaq went from tax-free Florida to super tax Cali.
There you go.
So, you know, it's not going to stop you, but he
kept his Florida residency.
Ah, see, Trey knows his way around.
So he didn't file taxes in California?
Yeah, he still filed, but, you know, you file in every city that you played in.
That's what I thought, right.
Yeah, but you keep that.
Oh, that sucks, man, that you had to file the taxes in every city you played in?
Every city you play in.
That's so weird.
Yeah, NBA players get hit on every road stop.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Now, is that because... I forget. I don't know.
Well, because you're earning money in that city.
In that city.
Yeah.
Right. I understand. So let's look at it like this. So right now, you're looking at the idea of LeBron James playing the art of tamperer, right, as Brian Windhorst put it. You're looking at him as the tamperer yet again to try to get Jimmy Butler here. Let's not act like these guys aren't already texting each other and trying to make this happen.
Totally.
If I'm Jimmy Butler, I stay in Philadelphia. And that's not just because I wanted to stay in Philadelphia, but it's because of $190 million. And I'm loved here already.
Yeah, and the why Lakers am I loved? Fake-ass fan base.
Exactly. Why am I loved? Because I'm an incredible human being, and I know how to lead this team.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Ben Simmons respects me. Joel Embiid respects me, because I'll literally fight, as I did in Brooklyn, for Joel Embiid. But yet, if you're asking me, can he lure him? Will he lure him? It's very possible. Can he? Absolutely he can. Will he? God, Jimmy, please don't. Please don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rule it out. And so far, only about 64% are saying, oh, no, he's safe. He's staying in Philadelphia.
Well, then you got to be prepared to be paying him close to $50 million a year in his final year at age, like, almost 35.
Well, that's, guess what? I'll have the 4 championships by then. So I'm fine with that. No problem. Let's get to, we have Steve and Jake in town up here. Hey, Steve, real quick, man, you a Sixers fan as well?
Oh, yeah, baby. All the time. All the time.
Are you worried that Jimmy Butler will leave to play with LeBron?
No.
There you go.
Have your morning cup of Joe and calm down. Maybe have some decaf.
You guys are
freaking out, man. You are freaking out, man.
I'm the only one freaking out.
I know. But you're the main mouthpiece of the show, brother.
I apologize.
Stand down, regroup, and refresh. Change your shocks. Have some Motrin. Okay. Right.
That's a lot to do in one pill popping.
Hey, that's what the Navy corpsmen tell the military Marines. That's what they tell us.
Are you a Navy man?
No, I'm a Marine. Well, technically, yeah. I'm the men's department of the Navy, the Marine Corps.
Steve, I'm not kidding you. I'm just a wuss on the radio, but I got family heavily involved in the military, Marines, Navy, all that stuff. I have never heard that one about the Marine Corps and the Navy. I gotta applaud you on that one. That was great.
That's a Steve statement. That's why.
What's on your mind today, Steve-O?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day. First of all, there's tons of events going on, but primarily I'm focused on the Phillies. I mean, right now, and then the off-season news of the Sixers and Carson Wentz. You know, he's gonna be a beast. I feel like I really want him to wear his knee brace during practice, though. I mean, sorry, but wear it. You know what I mean? Like, my family member had a ACL rebuild or whatever. That was back in the day, and he always wears his Don Joy. So I mean, come on, man, you got tools there. You might as well use them. You know,
uh-huh.
We need some longevity.
See, I'll
for
say
our
this.
Franchise quarterback.
No, I agree with you, but it doesn't bother you at all that at the end of the season last year, Carson admitted to constantly being reminded about the knee because of the brace?
No. He's supposed to be reminded of it. It's supposed to be in the forefront of his brain while he's running or scrambling. And remember that play against the Redskins, I think it was?
Uh-huh.
When they almost had him wrapped up and he came out like he was like a 2-year-old?
Yeah.
Like he came out and shrunk his shoulders down. And somehow beat-bop through that mess.
No, I don't. I'll be honest, man. I don't want him thinking about an injury anymore. I just want him playing football. Do I want him to play a little bit safe? Do I want him to slide, run out of bounds? Absolutely. Throw it away? Sure. But I don't want him thinking about that knee anymore. I just want him playing football.
I don't want him sliding, though. I want him, like, I don't know, do like a front dive kind of thing. Like, I feel like if he slides, that knee gets caught up with the cleats, you know, the new cleats they catch on the turf. And if that pulls something back, maybe, you know, God forbid, oh, my Lord.
Oh, that would be just our luck, my man. Steve, what do you got on the Phils, brother?
Well, you know, I think the bullpen is shaping up into something that's formidable. I mean, it has to be in our division. I think being at where we're at is great. I think that we definitely need to play stronger baseball as far as, I mean, we did have some errors, like I think it was the last week or something like that. But then we matched those errors with, like, home runs and, you know, bats and things like that. So, I mean, you know, Bryce might be making all the money, but everybody else is picking up the slack. I mean, Real Muto is really something special. I'm really glad we picked him up. Mm-hmm. And I think he's happy as well.
Right. So. Yeah, no, I think he is as well. Thanks for the call, Steve. I appreciate it. I'm going to put you in the running for our Men in Black tickets. Put you in the running for that. Take your information. We appreciate it. Caller of the day, end of the show. We'll name a caller of the day, and they'll win those movie passes to see Men in Black 3. Men in Black International is what the kids are calling that one. Dennis in Springfield, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dennis?
You know, good morning, guys. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Yeah, you said something a few minutes ago, Mark, where somebody's got to take some kind of hit or something for this Sixer season. You said the process is ongoing as long as you have two young players that are still developing. If Embiid and Simmons are still developing, then you could not have thought you were going to win a world title this year. And if you didn't think you were going to win a world title this year, because you still have developing players, you cannot make that trade for Tobias Harris. You just can't. You can't give up the player and the draft picks for a guy that, in my opinion, is not worth a max contract. He's not worth a max contract, and that's the only way you're going to keep him is with a max contract.
I think he's worth a max contract here.
I don't think he is. I don't think anybody that's played for five or six teams is worth a max contract. Max contract is for...
Whoa. Are you talking about Tobias Harris or are you talking about Jimmy
Tobias
Butler?
Tobias Harris. Oh, no, I'm talking about Tobias Harris.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't think Tobias Harris... If I'm only offering one, I'm going with Jimmy Butler. Tobias Harris, I don't have all that much... I like him. He's a good player. I wouldn't go max deal with Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris is the type of player... I usually call these players dad... But he's slightly better than a dad, and by dad I mean he's a dime a dozen. The NBA is littered with guys like Tobias Harris, and to give up what they gave up to get him, and if he walks, that means they have to go out and try to get a guy, a 4-year, $140 million guy,
right,
kind of take his spot. Otherwise, the process will. I mean, if the point of the process was to win a title, you're going to have Jimmy Butler, Joel and Ben Simmons and a bunch of guys named Joe, and that's not going to be good enough to overthrow Milwaukee or whoever. Boston, I mean, Boston was down this year, but they still got better players. I think they're in a tough spot.
They are, but Dennis, here's the deal. Yeah, they are in an extremely tough spot because this summer is so pivotal to how good the process was, how much it was worth it to go through that time of losing, and how much it'll be worth it to go through it for hopefully someone that just won't win one championship, like you said. But the point of the process was to build a perennial contender, and one championship does not mean perennial contender.
And once you traded for Tobias Harris, you basically gave away all your stuff that would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Would Mikal Bridges have done basically the same thing Tobias Harris did this year?
No.
No. Threes were a great part of his game throughout the season for the Suns, but no, I don't think Mikal Bridges would have been able to do that. And by the way, for the record, still against that trade. Would have loved to have Mikal Bridges here. Would have loved it.
Until Zaire comes out and balls next year.
I hope that happens.
Yeah.
That's another if. But I hope it happens.
Yeah. The kid is a baller.
We got Graf, we got Joe, we got Matt. We got open lines after that, 610-632-0975. Coming up in a minute, Bob, I want to get this going again here because we touched on it earlier. It's a big Shore weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone going down to Shore.
We're all going down. I'm going to even meet Jamie down there for a beverage.
Are you guys going down to Shore?
Really?
Yeah, I'll be in Ocean City.
I want an invite.
You're welcome to stop.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man. You're welcome to stop by if you want to drive down.
All right, yeah, I'll drive. Yeah. Like a drive.
All right, come meet Skyler. We'll have a beer on the porch.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Wait, so you won this battle, Jamie?
What battle's that?
I thought you weren't. I thought you guys weren't going down to shore.
No, we had to wait and see how the baby was doing. The baby's crushing it, so we're gonna venture down.
Because of the swaddle thing?
Well, yeah, and she's just a very chill little angel.
By the way, Bob, you weren't in the meeting yesterday. Our boss has two kids, right?
Yeah.
We mentioned the word swaddle, and he was like, "What's that?"
And his defense, he goes, "Well, it's been a long time."
The word swaddle? Like, not for nothing. I'm not even a dad yet. I got till August. Like, I guess I got no swaddle.
Oh, I can make a baby burrito with the best of them these days.
Baby burrito.
You
I
are
like that.
The Chipotle worker of baby burritos. Yeah, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. But coming up, we're going to jump into this pet peeves down the shore. Things that people do, some bad beach stuff. We're going to get to that in a second. I'll continue the Sixers conversation. And also, Philly's getting a nice little win yesterday. But, of course, they made us nervous as hell. Thank you to the Shaq making us nervous. Time of the Fanatic is 9:43.
Here's why you need a little Delilah's in your life. Why not watch the games with a little more entertainment? I'm not talking looking at your phone between plays type of entertainment. I'm talking real entertainment. Delilah's kind of entertainment. When we go to the games, we don't want the entertainment to end when the buzzer sounds. That's why I head to Delilah's. It's been voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's is the after party for every win or loss. Just bring your tickets after every home baseball game and you'll get free entry into the best after party in town. You don't even need to wait until after the game. For every home game, there's Coors Light specials during every baseball game. Grab the crew and come down to be surrounded by food, drinks, and the most beautiful showgirls. Just off Delaware Ave on Spring Garden, Delilah's is the perfect place to keep your heart racing before, during, or after the game. Get all the details at Delilah's.com. Delilah's, always on top.
We apparently have some breaking news about Chug Fest Milwaukee last night. In case you missed it, we were talking about it earlier. Offensive tackle for the Packers, David Bakhtiari, challenged Aaron Rodgers in a beer chugging competition during the Bucks Raptors game last night. The Mr. MVP, Mr. Game of Thrones extra, Aaron Rodgers, couldn't even chug a beer. So then Christian Yelich chugged a beer. He was also at the game sitting next to David Bakhtiari, and he chugged the beer. Then Lane Johnson on Twitter challenged Carson Wentz to chugging a beer. So it's Battle Royale. But what happened right now with Aaron Rodgers?
It was actually late last night. He tweeted at Bakhtiari, "Make it scotch next time." Hashtag Bucks.
He is a scotch man. But if you're chugging scotch, you're a savage beast.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe those are his true colors. His beer stuffs.
Beer burns.
So he wanted to do a shot instead of, you know, taking on the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what would include? Chugging scotch is just a shot of scotch.
Just a shot of scotch.
Unless you chugged your rocks glass. Like an absolute animal.
No, that's whoa. Yeah, although I will say Double Jack Rocks, if you do Double Jack Rocks in in the Midwest, they give you a pint glass with ice and whiskey. And that blew my mind.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't on the walk home. Let me tell you that. It wasn't on the walk home. Graf Media, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Graf?
Man, if I got to watch Aaron Rodgers chug a bottle of scotch, I would. That would be better than watching him play any football game ever.
No, I will say this. He is a guy that is a scotch fan. He's on the record as a scotch guy because I remember, I think shortly before he did the relax comment that got so famous, he said that he's going to sit back, he's going to relax, and he is going to smoke a cigar and have a glass of scotch, watch some film, and figure out how to correct the mistakes.
Didn't he go on to win like 8 games in a row after that comment or whatever?
Yeah.
It was like a savage comment.
Mm-hmm.
But so I got a question for you guys. Have you guys ever seen the documentary on HBO called Kareem Minority of One?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna call up Friday since we're in the sports lull, and I'm gonna give you guys a doc because I'm a big documentary fan. So the one that I watched this week is this Kareem Minority of One, and it's the HBO doc all about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's life from Luau Cinder all the way up to final days. It's fantastic, right? And the one thing that I want was the one thing they talked about was his hook shot. Now, Bob, if there is one thing I want Ben Simmons to learn how to do and absolutely perfect, it is that hook shot. There is there, he would be so good if he could just do that the way in which Kareem did it. And, I mean, you know, Joel Embiid as well. But there's another really funny story that I think you guys will love from this. So Kareem talks about him and Wilt Chamberlain's relationship in the very beginning when he's in New York and everything else. And they got on an elevator. So as they're getting on this elevator, a normal-sized individual human being, guy like you and me, gets on the elevator, right? And Kareem says that Wilt Chamberlain looks down at this dude. The dude looks up at him, and the guy's like, "Oh, how's the weather up there, gentlemen?" And apparently, Wilt Chamberlain spit on the guy's head and said, "It's raining."
Wait. Is that where that joke comes from? I've heard that joke a thousand times.
I think so, because Kareem's reaction to it when telling the story is great. But here's my thing. Here's my thing. Trey.
Yes.
Are you willing to take on Wilt Chamberlain if he spits on you? Because
absolutely.
My thing is, I'm taking a Wilt Chamberlain ass whooping if he spits on me.
Absolutely.
Like, yo, knee to nuts right away.
Your knee ain't reaching that high. That's a straight jab, Graham.
That's like a headbutt.
That's all right. He's going to look like he came out of something. He ain't going to just walk out of there scar-free.
Exactly. Like, I'll fight to the death. You won't get that hurt, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going down without swinging.
Exactly. Wilt Chamberlain is at least walking away breathing heavy from me trying to get at him, at least. At least he might be breathing heavy just punching me.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, you taking a... No. There's no way you just walk out of the elevator with that.
We've all heard that line before, right? Like when you want to ask, hey, how's the weather up there? Spit on him, tell him it's rainy.
Yeah.
You ever heard the reverse of that?
Don't pee on my shoulder and tell me it's raining?
That's not the reverse.
Yeah, what was that?
What kind of sick crap you into?
Wait, that's a saying.
Yeah. Don't pee on me and tell me it's raining.
Yeah,
don't pee on my shoes and tell me it's raining.
Yeah.
I think is how you're supposed to.
Okay.
But no,
shoulder, shoes, whatever.
Well, the opposite of it's pretty. You know, it's pretty tall. You're pretty tall. What's the weather like up there?
Yeah.
Right. The counter to that for the tall person to the short person is, aside from spitting on them, I heard a comic use this line and I can't remember who it was. I'm sorry, but he was like, "Yeah, I'm a tall." He's like, "I'm a tall black man. Everyone asked me if I play basketball, so I looked down at them and say, 'You're pretty short. Do you ride horses?'" And I'm like, that's pretty good.
That's
a good
bad.
One. That's not a bad one. That's not bad at all. Matt Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk Sixers a little bit, but I want to go back to the caller a couple calls ago, Steve, I think it was.
You know,
liquid breakfast is not a good look, my man. Talking about Carson Wentz and a Donjoy. Donjoy is like, it's like driving a Pinto. Donjoy is one of the oldest knee braces on the market. And if you watch Carson Wentz for like half a season, the knee brace at this point, once your knee is repaired, the knee brace with athletes, it comes down to the type of personality you are. Tom Brady does it because he's not all that mobile, and he does it as a crutch, probably because that knee is not 100% stable. A guy like Carson Wentz, an aggressive guy, a mobile guy, is not going to want that brace on him. It's going to hinder him. He's going to look at it as an anchor. So having it on him is more of a detriment to what he wants to do. It's not like he's going to go out any more reckless.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.